This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Hey, there's a story about a man named Cortez. Anybody know who Cortez was? Cortez came from Spain to go take Central America. He was an explorer. He had 411 men with him. He had 20 horses, and he brought 13 ships. And they sailed all the way from Europe over to Central America. He landed on the beach to claim that territory for Spain. And as he gets there, he gets up, and they set up camp inside, right off of the beach, into the woods. They set up camp. He sends 20 men back to the 13 ships, and they light them on fire and burn them to the ground. His other man came to him and said, "Why did you do that?" He said, "Because we were sent here to take the territory, and I wanted to remove any other option. Are we going to take this territory, or are we going to die trying to take this territory?" Come on, somebody. Amen? Listen to me. As long as you keep leaving the option open for divorce, you'll never work hard enough to save your marriage. I think I just helped two or three people right there. As long as you keep the option open, of going out and getting partying every weekend because you can't handle life, you'll never get your life right and sober up. Because it'll always be back there in the back of your mind. As soon as the Lord lets you down, you'll find the bottom of a bottle. Come on now. I'm looking for some people that made up their mind that this is what they're going to do, and they're cutting off all their options. They're going to follow God no matter what, no matter how bad it looks, no matter what the culture says. They're going to follow God. They're going to reach this next generation, and if I die trying to reach the next generation, then so be it. I'm going to do it, amen. He said, Timothy, I want you to stir up the gift. It literally means fan the flame. Somebody shout, fan the flame. That's what he said to Timothy. He didn't say to Timothy, Timothy, I want you to start a fire. Listen, God never requires you to start the fire. God is the fire starter. He's the one that lights the fire. Come on, are you here today? I mean, one match can burn down a whole city. Come on. God does not ask you to start the fire. He said, I'll start the fire. If you read the Old Testament says it this way. You build the altar, I'll send the fire. Build it and I'll send the fire. Now some of you missed that. The Old Testament pattern was build the altar, I'll send the fire. God said, I'll light the fire. But once it's lit, you got to maintain it. You got to stoke the fire. You got to fan the fire. You got to make that fire burn on the inside of you. You got to keep yourself passionate for the call of God that's on your life. Come on, touch somebody and say, fan the flame. Come on, look at the other person. I'm called to be a fanner. I'm a fanner. Listen, I believe the wind of the Holy Ghost wants to blow on them little embers deep down on the inside of you and cause a fire to begin to take off and burn on the inside of you so that you can accomplish every purpose, every part of your destiny that God has set for your life. You were born to be more than a little piece of charcoal hanging on, waiting on Jesus to come back with a little bit of glow. No, you didn't hear me. God's called you to burn, to be on fire for the things of God, to burn with passion, to roll in the Holy Ghost, to declare the marvelous works of our God. Somebody shout, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. So you got to fan the flame. You ever see this during the Olympics? The Olympic runners got a torch. They keep that fire burning all the time. They keep the fire burning for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The flame never goes out. They have this big old pot with the mother fire in it, and they light the torch, and then these runners, they run all around, all the way to the place where the Olympics is going to be. It starts in Greece, and they carry the torch all the way to where the Olympics was going to be. They never let the fire go out. This happened in 1996 in Atlanta in the Olympics. Guy was running with the torch. Car comes by, falls in the ditch. Fire goes out. CNN goes, oh, fire went out. Everybody's going, oh no, the Olympic fire, the Olympic torch went out. How could this happen? While they're questioning that, this little white van pulls up. Back doors open up, and there's a pot in there with a fire burning. Picked the torch up, put the torch back in the fire. The guy takes off running. The news reporter said, hey, you got, he goes, yeah, you think we're going to entrust the to a runner? We got the fire with us. See, listen, if your fire went out, what you need to know is there's the fire of the Holy Spirit is still burning. The fire of the Holy Ghost is still there. The starter of your fire is still living on the inside of you. You might think you're about to burn out, but all you got to do is tune in to where God's called you to go and let the Holy Ghost that's living on the inside of you rekindle that thing and begin to burn. Somebody shout, light my fire. Light my fire. If you're going to live boldly, then you got to learn how to live the audacious life. You got to stop looking for outside influences to keep your flame going, because the source of your fire is on the inside of you. It comes up from deep inside. God put it there and it bursts. Somebody shout, it burns. You got to fan the flame. You got to stir up the gift. Listen, most of the world's not going to fuel your flame. We keep going to the world trying to get our fire stirred up. Most of the world will suck the life right out of you and kill your fire. Kill your dream. Kill your hope. Mm. What we need is somebody to come along and talk to us and encourage us in faith so we can stir up the fire that's on the inside of us. I got friends and people that motivate me in my life. I'm grateful for the encouragers in my life. I'm grateful for the pastors in my life. Aren't you grateful for the encouragers in your life? People that'll just tell you how it is. But let me tell you this. It's not who motivates. It's what motivates you. Mm. Because next week, who motivates you can be all gone. They could pack up and move to Milwaukee. I hope nobody ain't thinking about moving to Milwaukee. I tried to pick a very obscure place. It's not who motivates, it's what motivates. It's what is it that's still going to be on the inside of you when everything around you has gone? What is it that still burns inside of you that if nobody in your life is there to encourage you or lift you up, that can still burn on the inside? Come on, amen? I can tell you what it is. It's the Holy Ghost, and you got to stir it up. You got to stir it up. You got to fan the flame that's on the inside of you. You got to act in faith. What is it that keeps you going every day? What is it that keeps you hanging on? Come on, somebody. Let me ask you this. What is it you want to do before you die? So the question is how do I fan the flame? How do I fan that? Say that with me. How do I fan the flame? The first one's this. You fan the flame by talking to yourself. Now, I know you might have a psychology degree, so just stay with me. You got to speak the right words. I have conversations with myself all the time. I'm not crazy. But sometimes I have to encourage myself. Come on, amen. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. That means that I'm responsible for the atmosphere of my life with the words that I speak. I can speak words of death or I can speak words of faith. Whatever I speak is going to manifest in my life. Faith-filled words. Somebody shout, faith-filled words. Now listen. There is no place for the believer for negativity. Negativity will kill you. You're saying, Pastor, come on now. Don't tell me you don't never get negative. Kim's sitting right on the front row. Come on, amen. No, I'm not telling you that I don't get negative. I've been known to run off in the ditch a few times. Some of you that know me for any amount of time know that I do run off in the ditch every now and then. I know that might be shocking for others in here for you this morning, but that does happen to be the truth. But you and I might say something that's negative from time to time, but I cannot allow negative things to stay in the atmosphere of my life. Come on, huh? See, when the negative comes, it's a gut check for me. It makes me aware because, see, the word negative, everybody say negative. The word negative actually comes from the root word negate. To negate, amen? And when you negate something, you nullify it. So if you begin to speak negative about the passion of your life or the dream of your life, over the purpose of your life, then you are negating the very promise that God put in your life with the words that you speak. Listen to me, husbands and wives. That's why you can't just go around all the time saying, God, why'd you give me this woman? She's driving me crazy. Because you will have what you say. You'll have a woman you can't get rid of that will drive you crazy. Read your Bible. Come on now, amen. So every time I get negative, what I do is I nullify my promise. Every time you get negative, you nullify the help that God sent you. Don't talk negative about the people that God put in your life to help you. You nullify their ability to help you when you talk about them the way you talk about them. Come on, somebody, amen. And the reason why is because negativity kills passion. There's one thing that'll kill passion in somebody. It's negativity. And when your passion is gone, it kills your desire. And when your desire is gone, it kills the dream. So you got to learn how to talk to yourself. Somebody say, I got to learn how to talk to myself. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I talk to myself at the start of every day. I have a bathroom that I go in and I shut the door and I lock it. Kim goes, why do you keep locking the door? Because I like to have a conversation in private. Come on, amen. I talk to myself every day, and then I begin to say things every day to God that I want to see manifest in my life. I thank Him for the school. I thank Him for the church. I thank Him for you. I speak over your life. I speak over your children. I speak over my family. I speak over my children, and I go at it. And in the process, I'm shaving and everything else. I'm getting ready for my day. But I spend that time talking to God, professing and confessing the faith that's in my life so I can get my head right when I come down here and see everything that ain't going the way it's supposed to be going sometimes. And it drives you crazy. So I have to make sure that the things that I do see, I don't interpret them as things that negate the promise. I look at it and say, thank you, Lord. You know what you're doing. Come on, somebody. So what I have to do is sometimes I just need to remind myself that I'm on a mission to move it, move it. And not forget that I'm a set man, a called man, that God has a purpose for my life, that I'm ordained by His Spirit, and I got to fan the flame on the inside of me so I can get up and keep doing what it is that God called me to do every day without losing hope, without feeling hopeless, without getting full of fear, without worried about what they said or they did. Come on, amen. Philemon's verse 6 says this: faith becomes effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that's in me through Christ. So what I want to do is I want to declare and encourage myself with all the good things that Christ put in me. I know some of y'all look at me, he actually talks to himself. Yes, I do. I do. It's okay. I say things like this: Jason, you're redeemed. Jason, you're accepted. Jason, you're approved of. You're righteous. You're holy. You're healed. You're free. You're blessed. You bless people. You don't lack anything. You're anointed of God. God's got plans for you. Come on. You're the answer to somebody's question. You're the solution to somebody's problem. And stop declaring the negative. That's what you got to do. Don't walk around and say, man, I can't never get it right. Guess what? You ain't never going to get it right. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, it says this about David. It said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. When everybody wanted to kill him and throw stones at him and stone him to death, the Bible says that he said, I encourage myself in the Lord. So what happens when there ain't nobody there left to encourage you? You got to talk to yourself. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Listen, it ain't up to Simone and the worship team to come in here on Sunday morning and sing you into encouragement. Come on, amen. I'm thankful for Simone and this worship team. I'm blown away. It's awesome. And I love the atmosphere of worship that we got in here. Amen. I love the way they usher in the presence of God. But how many know this is Sunday morning? What you going to do on Tuesday morning? Because I'm telling you right now, if Tuesday morning you're going through hell and you call Simone, she ain't going to gather up the worship team, come down to your place of work and set up equipment in your office and start raising her hand and singing over you. Not going to happen. Come on, amen. What you going to do when you can't tune into Christian radio or the cable TV went out and you can't watch TBN? What are you going to do? Come on, somebody shout. I've got to learn to encourage myself. You got to learn how to sing when there ain't nobody singing. You got to learn how to sing when Michael ain't playing on the keyboard and there ain't no band backing you up. You got to learn how to worship in the midst of the stuff that you're walking through. Encourage myself in the Lord. The second thing that you do, number two, the second thing you do to fan the flame that's on the inside of your life is you have to learn to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. You say, well, what does that mean, Pastor? Well, look in Jude verse 20. It says this: we build ourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how we build ourselves up. We pray in the Holy Ghost. Learning how to pray in the Spirit, Spirit-empowered, Spirit-led, fans the flames on the inside of you. Amen? There's a lot of days in my life when I don't know how I'm going to make it through the pressure that I'm facing in the middle of the day. I don't even know how to pray. So I just pray in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes I get alone in my office, I bury my head on my desk, and I cry, and I weep, and I just pray in the Spirit and pray in the Holy, and I pray till that thing lifts off me. Everybody say, where's Pastor at? We knocked on his door. I'm not answering the door. I just pretend like I'm not even in there. Come on, amen. I got to pray. I have to encourage. When I need encouragement, I got to pray in the Spirit. You know why we pray in the Spirit? Because the Bible says this. It says when we pray in the Spirit, it breaks the yoke. Somebody say it breaks the yoke. That word pray in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 says this. When we pray in the Spirit, he that prays in an unknown tongue and edifies who? Himself. In other words, you pray in tongues over somebody else, you ain't doing much for them, because if they're not tuned into the Spirit, they don't know what you're praying. They're thinking, I didn't know they spoke another language. That's very interesting. No, when you pray in tongues, you edify yourself. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. Amen? So what happens is the way the world begins to press in, the pressures of life, taking care of the kids, stuff happening on the job, things ain't going the way we want them to go, families, obstacles, circumstances of life, pressures, they begin to press in, they begin to suck the life out of us. And this is what the Word says. It says that when you pray in the Holy Ghost, your inner man begins to build and build and build and build. On the inside, he's just getting bigger, stronger, and bigger, stronger. Just imagine yourself getting big and fat on the inside. Come on, amen. And his next thing you know, what happens is you've gotten bigger on the inside than all the pressure that's on you from the outside. You have pressurized yourself like a submarine going deep. So the outside pressure can't come in and crush you. You've been pressurized by the Holy Spirit because you've been praying in the Spirit. Amen? And Isaiah chapter 10 said the yoke is broken by the anointing. That's what it says. It says the yoke is broken by the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. That word literally right there says this in the Hebrew. The yoke is destroyed by fatness. The yoke is destroyed by fatness. That's what it says. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. When they got an ox and it was real little, and it was a little baby ox, about 200 pounds, they put a yoke on his neck, and they taught the ox how to live under the constraints of the yoke. That way, when the ox grew up, somebody could control an ox with two little pieces of leather called reins. They pull them this way, they go that way. They pull them this way, they go that way. They train them with the yoke. But what happens is as the ox grows up, they don't take the ox off. As the ox grows up, he gets fatter and fatter, and it breaks the yoke off of his neck because he got so fat, and then they got to put a bigger yoke on him. That's a picture of what the anointing does in your life. It gets fat and breaks the yoke off of your neck. Amen? So that little ox that weighed 200 pounds grows up and weighs 2,000 pounds, and the bigger it gets, the more anointing that it has, then the more it breaks. The more you grow in the body of Christ, the more you pray in the Spirit, the more you lean on God, the fatter you get, the less opportunity the devil has to put you in a yoke of bondage. Come on, is this all right? Amen? That's why when you pray in the Spirit, you get built up in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.